following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Walgreens knows that Medicare prescription drug plan users feel good at the corner of picking up prescriptions and saving some money. Now we want to help you save even more. Just switch and save. This year at Walgreens, Medicare Part D customers could save with copays as low as $0 on select Part D plans. Stop in today and we'll do the rest. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
$0 copay applies to Tier 1 generics.
State Farm, this is Kristen.
Wow, it's 3 a.m. You guys really are always there for me 24-7. That's like better than my mother.
Better than who?
Mom, get off the phone.
Where was this person when you needed your diapers changed, huh? Maybe I should go.
No, Kristen, please stay. Mom, please get off the phone!
Or when you needed to be tucked in bed till you were 15 years old.
Okay, Kristen, I'll call you back.
State Farm is there for you 24-7, like no one else. Get to a better state. Call 1-800-STATE-FARM.
This is Central Nebraska's most listened to all sports radio station.
We always parade winners around here.
From 1460 KXPN and 1550 KICS, you're listening to Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
For any of you who have listened in the past, you know that I am not a radio-trained personality, so we are just going by the seat of our pants.
It's time for the Tri-Cities' number one sports show. You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show.
Victoria and Zaretska, you know, these Russians, they need to buy a vowel. Let me just say that. They need to buy a vowel with that first name.
Now coming to you live from the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. Need a vehicle? Think Midway.com.
No. I don't think that's just it's minor. It's just a minor sin. It's a minor one. Well, I'm coming to you then for some of the major ones.
It's time for the Doug and Daddy Show.
Hey, good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Doug Duda, Damon Day with you on this Tuesday, January the 14th. Now, I'm just going to give you this heads up. This is January the 14th. So you got 1 month. 1 month. Don't screw it up, okay? February the 14th, probably a big day for you.
Yeah. But actually, with this weekend's upcoming banquet, Valentine's Day is usually that Monday after. I owe her usually a big bouquet of flowers and a night away from the kids for all the hard work that she has done. But, yes, we are officially a month away from Valentine's Day. And I think it's something like 15 days before we leave for our first game. So it's definitely a very interesting time of year.
Jabba Chamberlain going to join us here momentarily on the Doug and Daddy Show. Of course, former Loper Husker, Yankee, Detroit Tiger now. The 7th Annual Upper Deck Baseball Banquet is coming up this Saturday at the Unis Center. 4:45 is when you can come in and register, and social time goes up till about 6 when the dinner is served. And we'll talk about all of that, the live auction and a variety of other things that's going on. But it's this Saturday, and Jabba's coming back, and you got some really cool things going on.
Yeah, it's a huge event for us. I mean, it's not only an event for the University of Nebraska-Kearney, but Memorial Field, the stadium here in town that also benefits the youth and Legion and Little Caesars programs. A lot of money is raised also at that time for that. And so it's just kind of a celebration of baseball and kind of get us kicked off and ready to go for the season.
A year ago, big happenings. You were able to kind of dedicate the new indoor facility.
Yeah, without a doubt. Last year, we were able to, through Jabba's graciousness, we were able to name the indoor facility after him. And so, actually, on Friday, him and I will get together on some business stuff. And he's got to pick out the script and how it wants it to look. He's got some interior decorating stuff, exterior decorating stuff
to do.
Good
God. Come on. I think this is a you deal. This is a you deal. Jabba's down to earth. You're kind of, ooh, I think this is a you deal.
You think fireworks is too much with wheels?
Well, we better get to him right now because he's got a big lunch date. You tell me he's got a huge lunch date coming up. Jabba Chamberlain.
I think that's the thing when you look back and you see your players kind of mature and they go through different parts of their life. I think the thing that's most amazing to me, despite, you know, he's had an extraordinarily successful career, not only in college but now in professional. But just to kind of get to know him as a father and those types of things, I think is just awesome to see from a coaching standpoint, to see that maturity and just see him be a great dad. And so I know he's got lunch this afternoon with his son Carter, which I know he's probably pretty jacked to get to do this time of year.
And Java Chamberlain joins us this morning on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio. Doug Duda and the coach, Damon Day. Java, great to have you on again. Good morning.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
We're doing great. Do you know what's for lunch today? I mean, we have mac and cheese. Is it hot dogs, pizza? What do we got?
No, I'm going to Chipotle. So he's a little spoiled in that, right? But I only get so little time being home, so I got to spoil him as much as I can.
Well, thanks for giving us some time here on the Doug and Daddy Show. I know the time even back home is very limited. You've got your foundation. You want to come up and do some things with the UNK. You want to do some things in Lincoln. Do you have to really script your time, have somebody script your time when it's the off season for occasions like this?
Yeah, I mean, I can barely take care of myself, let alone have another get all Carter's sports in line. And no, my sister does a fantastic job of running the foundation and making sure, you know, my schedule coincides with what we need to get done here, and just to make sure that, you know, I get into the schools that we're at, just to say thank you for all them and you know, just the hard work that they've done. So yeah, my sister does a great job, and thank goodness I have her. If I didn't, I definitely would be lost.
That's what Damon says. There's always got to be a sister, a wife, or somebody there to run your lives, whether you're
exactly
the player or the coach. So I want to talk about UNK. I want to talk about the facility, but let's get some of the business questions out of the way first off here. Obviously, you've made the free agent acquisition over the offseason. You've decided Detroit is the place you want to be and that your services can work out there. Tell us about the decision and what's on hand at Detroit.
You know, it's just one of those things where it was just a great fit. I mean, great ball club. Obviously, they got a new manager in Brad Osmus, who you're familiar with as a catcher in the big leagues for many years. And, you know, it just was a great fit. I mean, a great team. You know, obviously one of the best hitters in baseball, if not one of, if the best hitter. Obviously, coming back with Joe Nathan and being able to get him the ball, and just the camaraderie they have as a team, always, you know, playing against them for 7 years, you see the fun that they have and the leadership that they have, and it's been great to see, and obviously to be a part of it now is truly an honor, and definitely looking forward to it. And I'm going back to my old college days, so this is thanks to Coach Day. So I'm featuring the number 44 this year, so it'll be something a little different.
Nice.
Very cool. Very cool. Java, with so many different teams, I think the last time we kind of talked, there was 18 to 20 in the mix, and they all kind of bring different things. What were some of those things that you really wanted to focus on now that you kind of got to choose the right fit? What were some of those things besides the good stuff with Detroit? Were there any other factors that kind of went into where you decided to go?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I sat down with my agent, he flew in, and we kind of narrowed it down to what was important. And really, for the first 7 years of my career, my life has been kind of dictated for me. My schedule has been, here it is, you go to Tampa for spring training, this is this. But now it comes to, you know, the point where, okay, Javi, now you're a free agent, what do you want to do? And it gets so much further than the baseball side of things. It gets, okay, what is a closer flight for Carter? What is a closer flight for my family? What is, you know, how is it that I'm going to be around my family more often? And just being in the AL Central was a great fit all the way around, because instead of playing the Central three times as I did when I was in the AL East, now I play them nine times. So I'm nine times in Kansas City, nine times Chicago, nine times Minnesota. And, you know, all of those can be driven. And it just the opportunity to see my family and my friends more, just because they mean so much to me, and having that opportunity was a huge, huge impact on my decision. And it's a direct flight from Omaha to Detroit, so that was another huge thing. And you don't really think about any of this for the first 7 years of your career, because it's kind of just, okay, this is the way it is and this is what happens. But now when you get to that, it's a great process, don't get me wrong, but it is a very, very, I wanted to throw my phone out the window for about 4 days, but it was fun. And it was just things that you don't necessarily think about until they get presented. And that was a huge part, just being closer to home.
We're talking with Java Chamberlain here on the Doug and Daddy Show, newest member of the Detroit Tigers. Java, I know there's other factors like who the pitching coach is, who's on the staff, what your role with the team will be. Can you fill us in on that?
Yeah, just obviously I got to know Jeff Jones a little bit just from playing against him, and got to know Jim Leland, the previous manager, and just knowing what they'd brought in. Obviously, they wanted some arms at the back end of the bullpen, and obviously signing Joe Nathan, who's been one of the best closers in the last 10 years, and So it'll be fun to be able to work with Mo and then work with Joe Nathan, and you know, just to be able to give Joe the ball. I mean, there's a lot of great arms down there, and you know, just to be on the back end to get the ball to Joe. And obviously our starters are you know, they have names for themselves, so they're going to give us a chance to get the ball and keep us in games and go from there. So looking forward to being at the back end and getting the ball to Joe.
Job, I know the fans have this big picture look here of how you exploded onto the scene and all Nebraska was fired up to see you with that quick escalation. At the time you went to the Yankees, everybody thought you were the heir apparent to Mariano whenever he retired. And I think he kind of stuck around and, of course, had the injury and maybe was on the staff a little bit longer. But Mariano leaves, you also leave. When you look back, was that your goal or did that change as time progressed?
No, I mean, it's just, you know, there's so many things in your career and in life that shape you as a person, as a baseball player, as a father. And, you know, I went through everything in 7 years in New York, good, bad, and indifferent. And I think that at 28 years old, I've experienced a lot more than most people do in a career. And, you know, my career is just getting started. Obviously, if you look back in the history of the game of baseball, people excel at the pinnacle of their career from 28 to 33. And, you know, I'm just getting started, and I'm already 7 years in. So I'm a little bit a step ahead of the game, and I feel fortunate to be able to have experienced all that in New York when there's, you know, pressure on you, eyes every day, every second, and to know I made it through and had a good career and continue to grow from there. But, you know, it was the opportunity to play the game of baseball. I play the game to be the best, and whatever role it is what's going to happen. And, you know, it's all scripted out for me. You know, you just got to put your faith in the good man upstairs to know that, you know, you put your hard work in and to be able to perform and to do all the things you need to do to be successful in this game. And you do that and everything else will take care of itself. You can't, once you start worrying about the little things, that's when you start getting caught up and you feel like you got to do more and just, you stop being the person that you were to get you to where you're at. So, you know what? I stopped thinking about that a while ago, and whatever happens, happens. And I'm very thankful and blessed to be in the position that I am in.
Job, obviously, with signing with Detroit, you had an opportunity to sit down and talk with the Detroit press and kind of go through the media and whatnot. And you know, obviously, New York and Detroit being such different cities, did you get a different sense with their media? Did it seem to be a fairer group of guys and little less media attention than so many newspapers kind of in New York? Did you get a good vibe from because you're going to have to deal with them now moving forward?
Yeah. I mean, I really haven't. Other than having the conference call when we signed, I really, you know, that's kind of the only dealings I've had with them other than being in the visiting clubhouse. But, you know, Detroit's not a small market team. Obviously, you know, they've been successful the last few years, so their following has become bigger and bigger. But obviously it's nothing like New York with the traveling media that we have. I want to say there was 13 media, radio, TV, and newspapers with us every day. So they become, you know, second nature of your family, actually, just because you see them more than you actually see your own family. So, you know what, that's really, just from being around, I think it's just a different market as far as the sports venue go. It's, I mean, obviously a city that is huge, huge sports fans, and, you know, they love their sports. So it'll be interesting to see that Coach Day to kind of figure out what the different dynamic is. It was, I guess the questions were a little bit less invasive, I guess. not really too much right for the jugular, but, you know, they were pretty, pretty easy. But there's really no question that is going to catch me off guard at this point in my career.
Boy, there's a challenge right there. There's a challenge right there. Java Chamberlain with us for a couple more minutes here on the Doug and Daddy Show as he gets to come back to Nebraska for a few days, and he'll be at the UNK Upper Deck Club Baseball Banquet this Saturday night. I know, obviously, the one thing you won't miss about New York is all the media attention. What's the one thing you think you are going to miss about New York?
I mean, there's a lot. I mean, there's so much happened in my career. And my son grew up there. I won a World Series there. You know, the fans and just everything that goes on. I just think there's a lot there. I mean, you can't really just turn off everything that happened in your life. And then that was a big part of my life for 7 years. So, you know, I'm still tied there. My friends are there. And, you know, it's just it'll always be a special place in my heart. And, you know, I think I can't just put my hand on one thing that I'm going to miss. I think just as a whole and, you know, coming back from the game and walking to my apartment and just seeing, you know, everybody walk around at 11:30 like it was 2:00 in the afternoon. So I think it's just an accumulation of things that's going to be totally different.
And you, health-wise, I mean, it would seem like you're about as good to go to start a season as you've been in quite some time.
Oh yeah, this is by far the most prepared that I've been. I've been able to do everything. I've been able to go a little bit harder than I have before, which I'm very thankful for. And so hopefully, it's one of those things where you put the work in and you let it pay off on the field and just enjoy it and go back to having fun and being yourself and knowing what you did to prepare for this season is everything that you can do.
And Damon, I'll kind of bring you back in here as well, because it was a year ago the official dedication of the Jabba Chamberlain Indoor Facility came to be. Of course, the facility was up, but just from outside of baseball, just covering it, it is amazing how often that facility is used and how that is already changing from the little kids, whether it's baseball or softball, to what's going on up there. Damon, maybe you could just kind of explain how that has changed the way that you guys and everybody in the city has been able to kind of get going when we have bad conditions.
Yeah, when we sat down and kind of approached Jabba about this, we kind of sat down and talked. And I mean, he's got a great affinity for UNK and has always been very respectful and very gracious for coming here. But I think the thing that really got him is he's a kids type of person. He really wants to see kids do well. And I think when he found out that it's not only going to benefit the university, it's going to benefit the high school and Legion teams, it's going to benefit the Little League teams that are in there, 5 o'clock on morning. It seems like morning, noon, and night someone is hitting there. And so I think that's something that he, involving the community as a whole was one of the big reasons why I think he was able to jump on board so easily and get excited about the project.
And Jabba, I know everybody here appreciates what you've done. You've got your own foundation. We've talked about it on the show. Any updates that you want to give us on that?
No, just still going strong. Obviously learning new stuff every year, trying to help as many people as we can. Just got on board with Team Jack and what they're doing for pediatric brain cancer. So it's just one thing after another, just trying to be involved as we can, just trying to make a difference in some aspect, and whether it's monetarily, whether it's just being there, whether it's donating stuff, whatever the case may be, just trying to do that. And may have to rename it since I switched numbers, so we're going through that right now. But other than that, that's really about it. Just trying to stay busy, got a couple more weeks at home, and trying to enjoy that before the craziness starts happening.
Now, every time I'm covering a Husker event, it seems like when I'm going to the press conference after the game, there's Harlan waiting to let us out the door and see what's going on. What's he going to do with all his Yankee gear? You got him set up?
Yeah, actually, Carter, my son had basketball practice last night, and my son's basketball coach was actually my coach growing up for baseball. So we've known each other a long time, and my dad rolls in, and it just becomes second nature to see my father. Really don't notice what he's wearing, but he definitely had his Detroit hat on and his Detroit fleece, and JJ came over, and he's like, what, are you going to have a garage sale with all your Yankee stuff? And my dad's already, he's fired up. He's already talking about wanting to drive to Detroit, and I'm like, a better you than me. I don't want to make that 10, 11-hour drive. So he's already getting fired up, so. It's fun for all of us, and I can't say that my dad doesn't look bad in a Detroit hat.
Last question, we'll let you out of here, Jabba. I know that fans always want to get every ball player's attention, but you'll be in Kansas City probably a lot more, as you mentioned, than you have been. What's the one thing that can get your attention? If they yell something at Jabba, what's going to get your attention?
Oh, man. I don't know. Just be creative. So I don't know. Make a cool sign. Shoot. There's a lot. I usually try to get to as many people as I can, especially in Kansas City. And so if they come up with something creative, they'll definitely get the attention, and we'll get them an autograph or two.
I'm making a sign that says, "Who's Damon Day?" I'll see if we can get that to
oh,
work.
Oh, yeah. That's number one right there. I'm coming right to you. I might jump in the stands for that one.
Hey, Jabba, have a great lunch. We look forward to you coming up for the baseball banquet on Saturday. And, again, everybody appreciates all you do for the community and for the kids. So have a great week, and we'll see you this weekend.
Sounds good. Thanks for having me, guys.
See you this weekend, buddy.
Jabba Chamberlain back in the state of Nebraska for a little time here. Carter and Bubba, your son, are a year apart?
They're three.
Is it?
Yeah.
Three. Carter's that old?
Yeah.
So that makes him eight?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yep.
Wow.
So he's a big boy.
Well, I imagine.
And he's a big hockey guy. He's really, I guess he's a really good hockey, he's really into the hockey thing, which Job is obviously into the hockey thing. Well, that's what I should ask him is, are you a Red Wings fan now? Because, you know, he's a huge Rangers fan before, so I'd be interested to see, you know.
Maybe you can slide him out to the arena before the banquet Saturday.
There you go. A home little Tri-City Storm action.
I've never asked the
But
the
I doubt
players.
The Tigers want him on the ice.
Oh, no. God, no. No, Carter can get on the ice.
Exactly.
No, Java. No, Java can be secluded somewhere, and Carter can go do some free skating or something. But I've never – because you always see the baseball players are pretty good golfers, the hand-eye coordination, the swing, all that. But it never seems to me these hockey guys, they play so young. And I think that eventually they do go, but they take it up a lot later. I think baseball and golf always seem to me to kind of go hand in hand, but it's all kind of the same deal, isn't it?
Yeah, I think most of the time, and I think in most youth sports things, you more just sign them up first to just get them out of the house, get them running around, kind of get them interacting with kids their own age, and then it's kind of from there where they go. And just in my conversations with Jabba, you know, Carter just really kind of fell in love with it. His Carter's cousins, Jabba's sister's kids, are huge hockey players. And so I think that kind of started the ball rolling, and I think that's where kind of the love affair with hockey for Jabba. And you think about it, he never had it growing up. There's no hockey in Lincoln. You know, so it is a weird dynamic that he has become such a big hockey fan.
We will take a break, and then practice has started for UNK baseball, softball, spring sports. I think maybe you saw how the Huskers are getting things underway as well. We'll talk about that and have a lot more for you, plus Troutman's Tuesday trivia. It's all coming up from the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth here on the Doug and Daddy Show.
This important message from Complete Nutrition is for all men over 30.
You've made it too far in life to stop caring about your health. Take control and get ManCore Pro. ManCore Pro is designed for men over 30. Now with a powerful new formula combining a daily multivitamin. Increase your energy, boost your testosterone and metabolism, and get all of your daily nutrients. ManCore Pro has everything you need to take care of your body and maintain a healthy lifestyle. Men don't quit. Man up and get healthy. Get the new ManCore Pro. Exclusively at Complete Nutrition. Reach your resolution this year. Come into Complete Nutrition and sign up to be a preferred member. It's quick, easy, and free. You'll save 22% on all new programs like ManCore Pro and all other products. Get started today with Complete Nutrition.
Find Complete Nutrition in Grand Island just north of Gordman's off Highway 281 and in Kearney just north of Sun Mart on 2nd Avenue.
Attention taxpayers, if you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS, it's a fact that they have the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, and even your freedom. If you've received a letter from the IRS, don't ignore it. Your problem will only continue to get worse. Here's the good news. The IRS has recently released new programs geared at helping struggling taxpayers where you may now qualify to settle your tax debt and wipe out up to 85% or more of what you currently owe, including penalties and interest, or you may qualify for other special programs. If you're being audited, have years of unfiled tax returns, have a federal tax lien, or worse yet, are being issued a wage garnishment or bank levy, listen carefully. Authority Tax Services expert staff of ex-IRS agents, attorneys, and CPAs can immediately protect you from IRS and state collectors and get you the best possible tax settlement guaranteed. Call 800-222-1282. 800-222-1282. 800-222-1282.
A wind advisory continues for the listening area. Partly cloudy skies today, northwest winds 20 to 40, and our temperatures remaining steady. Increasing clouds tonight with our lows dropping into the upper teens. I'm meteorologist Greg Tatro. Right now, it's 37.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, and it's just been reported that the Detroit Lions will hire Jim Caldwell. That's been the story most of the last couple of days, but after Wisenhunt was named by Tennessee last night, Jim Caldwell, who's currently the Ravens offensive coordinator, will take over at Detroit. That'll be a different type of discipline for those boys in Detroit with Jim Caldwell. It'll be interesting to see how that plays out. But something else I'm seeing here, that kind of makes me do what I just did with my turned up nose. All they're doing is recycling coaches here.
Yeah.
That's all they're doing this year is recycling coaches. I mean, you got to wonder. Well, I mean, the whole Chip Kelly thing was supposed to be the revolution, and now all they're doing is recycling coaches.
Yeah, I was excited to hear Bob Stoops maybe to Oklahoma. I like that. I thought that would be a good move.
To your Cleveland Browns.
Yeah, from Bob Stoops from Oklahoma all the way to the Cleveland. But then, yeah, you just see Munchak interviewed four times. You see Wisenhunt get a new shot in Tennessee. Now you're seeing Caldwell go up to Detroit. The market has not, even with all of Chip Kelly's success making it to – you know, the playoffs, there's not this rush like everybody thought there was.
I think Wisenhunt's going to be a good hire because I don't think he should have got fired last year at Arizona. I mean, look what they did this year. Unbelievable. I mean, great job by the new coaching staff out there at Arizona and the way they competed in probably the toughest division in football with San Francisco and Seattle, and even the Rams weren't the doormat of the league. Arizona, a team that should have been in the playoffs the way that they played this year over Philadelphia and over Green Bay, but that's just not the way it works. And so they were banged up last year. They started 4-0 and then went... Cleveland Browned it right into the finish line. They dove right into the mud.
Is that the new term?
It's going to be your Brownson. Yeah, yeah, we're Browning it. Yeah. And so you see the way they, you know, backed. It isn't all coaching one way or the other. So there's no way he was as bad as that team ended up being last year. And I think Tennessee has some talent. Again, they've kind of been one of those when we make our predictions at the beginning of the year. I say, God, this team could be a dark horse just because of the division they're in and the transition and the change. But unless Chris Johnson becomes a man again, they need to find somebody to take over. And they got Sean Green, and I think maybe Chris Johnson's going to get phased out, although he scored some touchdowns this year. I know if people had him in fantasy leagues, they're going, what are you talking about? Well, he scored touchdowns. A lot of them were on receptions. He crashed in there a few times. But Chris Johnson, if he would be the man that he was and the football player that he was kind of when he came into the league, I think that'd be an extremely good football team. Jake Locker seemed to be heading in the right direction, got injured. So I think Tennessee's got a chance, especially with Wisenhunt taking over. He's going to be kind of taking over the same kind of team he had at Arizona. Not a marquee quarterback, not really the great run game, but a very good defense. And we'll see how that all plays out in the AFC.
Yeah, and I keep going back to I just don't understand how you keep changing so frequently and so fast in the NFL and expect any sort of continuity. I mean, I understand coaching is a part of it, but then, and I know it's easier to get rid of the coach than it is to get rid of the whole team, you know. But if, for example, did Caldwell in Detroit, you know, he had a great run with Peyton Manning as the head coach for him, as the quarterback for him, you know, and then he fell out of favor in Indianapolis type of thing, not so much because of, you know, things, circumstances beyond his control, but it doesn't seem like he's going to be anything different than he was in Indianapolis. Now with Detroit, you know, I mean, they just kind of went out and got the same type of guy who I'm sure, I don't think with a team like Detroit, it's the X's and O's. It's the presence, you know. I'd love to see Detroit with a Herm Edwards type or a Tony Dungy type, a little bit more.
Well, nobody can figure out what their problem is.
Exactly.
They all point to coaching.
Yeah.
They all point to coaching. I mean, when I say they all, I mean the big-time experts. I mean,
right.
The guys you just talked about, the ex-coaches, the guys that have analyzed the ex-players, they think, you know, Chris Carter went off on it. You know, he got to go. That's what he said.
Yeah.
He got to go.
Yeah.
Jim Schwartz got to go, and so he did. Our Midtown Mart cooler question today has more to do with the Super Bowl. Midtown Mart of Hastings, home of the coldest beer and coolest topics. You can vote at ESPNSuperstation.com, ESPNSuperstation.com. Which Super Bowl matchup would you most want to see? Not who you think's going to get there, not who's favored to get there. Of these four remaining teams, Damon Day, what is the matchup that you want to see?
I get to miss the Super Bowl because we will be participating in intercollegiate athletics on Super Bowl Sunday. So we'll be in a bus on the way home. But if I were to be able to watch, without a doubt, Broncos 49ers.
Yeah, I don't want Seattle in. And again, I'm still trying to figure out exactly why that is.
It's the Pete Carroll effect.
It's something.
It's the Pete Carroll effect.
It's just something. Marshawn Lynch was just something I didn't like about him early on. I like him now. I like the way he works. He runs. He kind of what this team ended up getting built around. They can talk about all the defense they want,
yeah.
But you can go back to that run he had against the Saints a handful of years ago in the playoffs. That's what's really turned the image of this football team around. So I want the 49ers in, even though they were there last year, and obviously I want the Broncos to And I like Peyton Manning, and New England is what they are. I mean, they're past already that dynasty thing. I mean, they were there every year because they haven't been there every year.
No.
So if they get there, so be it. But I guess I want to see Denver and the 49ers, and I want to see Denver win, which kind of stinks for the 49ers to lose in the Super Bowl back-to-back years. But who do you want to see, folks? ESPNSuperstation.com is the vote. Yesterday's poll question, what do you make of Penn State hiring James Franklin as their head coach? 71% of you Big Ten faithful said it was a good hire, and then the rest, okay and bad. Kind of tied there at about 15%. So vote now on our Midtown Mark Cooler question at ESPNSuperstation.com. All right, now's a chance to do more than just be the co-host today. We've got Damon Day in as our UNK baseball coach. What's up? What's up? Practice began. What the heck are you doing practicing at 5 in the morning when you have an indoor facility?
Well, it's just we need a bigger one.
We just went at 5 this morning because it kind of fit into our schedule with between workouts and everything else. And
how does 5 in the morning fit into anybody's schedule? And I speak for every man on your roster. I speak for your assistant coaches. I speak for your wife who doesn't want to be awakened by you at 3:30 in the morning.
That's true.
Exactly. What?
But
don't sell this convenient crap. It's the second day of class.
It's like it gives me an opportunity, and it gives our program an opportunity to just be focused on what we need to get focused on in this time of year, and that's just getting prepared physically.
I ain't focused on nothing at 5 in the morning.
That's my job, is to give some energy and get them going a little bit. But we were outside yesterday, inside today, outside tomorrow, inside Thursday, Friday, and then hopefully with the weekend forecast, if it holds, then we'll be outside on Saturday and Sunday. So I think we've already been outside more this season than we were last season before our first game already.
All right, first game is
February the 1st.
And you're going out to Metro, right?
That's right, Metro State.
Okay, tell us a little bit about the baseball team. What's the perceived strength? Where do you got some holes to fill in? You're getting ready for another year in the MIAA. You were on the road so much last year. Give us the overview of the 2014 Lopers.
You know, I think the biggest hole we have to fill is Chandler Clutie. You know, he's a four-year starter for us, one of our most highly decorated guys. So it's going to start there for us. And Danny Droll, who's a junior, who's kind of been groomed to take over this. He was our starting middle infielder for us last year, is going to kind of take the reins of that position right now. And so we pretty much have everybody back. Eric Ringbloom is gone. Brandon Pacheco is gone. And we have a hole to fill in the middle of our order with, you know, two-time All-American Tino Martinez Award winner Brian Wiest is now gone playing professional baseball. And so, you know, we need to find a fill for that. But I definitely feel like the guys that are in the program that can fit, that there are the guys in the program that can fill that hole. Is it going to be one guy doing that? No. But I think that we have a collection of hitters that are going to make us a better offense 1 through 9 than just kind of relying on one guy. And so that's something to see, exciting to see from my standpoint of, you know, our hitting coach Trey Howell does a phenomenal job and has done a great job of bringing those younger guys now to a level of maturity and a level of knowledge to be very, very successful at the dish. And so, you know, it's time for Brandon Langdanger and Dylan Schroeder and Max Ayoub and some Logan Kruger and some guys who were here. They were all red shirts in 2011 when we had so much success. The baton's kind of been passed on to them. And so, you know, we're strong everywhere. We need to avoid the injury bug, which I think all programs need to do that when you don't have depth in certain areas. But we got a really good crop of young players. And, you know, it's just the MIAA is still just so new. You know, it's just such a new thing. And so we've really kind of just gotten to the point where batten down the hatches, control what you can control, stay in-house, worry about the things that we are doing, and quit worrying about what everybody else is doing and what everybody else has got going on. And that's just wasted breath and wasted time on it. And so we've really just been focused this season on just being as good as we can be. And the guys have shown up in good shape off of the break, which always makes you nervous as a coach. But for the most part, I'm quietly really excited about this upcoming season.
Max Ayoub, the Grand Island Independent Baseball Player of the Year last year for you guys, just in case you didn't know that.
I think there's some hometown bias there.
Didn't know if you knew that.
I did not know that, but Max had a phenomenal year for us.
You talk about the loss of Wiest. I mean, this is a guy, when he came to the dish, everybody knew who he was and would pitch around him if they had to. You mentioned that you probably don't have that guy this year. You want to fill it in with a variety of different guys. Do you have somebody that has the potential to be that guy? Or do you have to have that guy that can hit close to 400?
I don't think that we have that guy because I don't think that there are guys with that type of mindset. And not that Brian had a bad mindset. It was just a different mindset than some of our other guys. And so I definitely see it being more of a batting order rather than a batter type of thing. I really think that the nine guys that we put out there are really going to be feeding and playing off of each other. Brian was one of the best pure talented hitters that we had. He wasn't one of the best players we ever had, but he was one of the best pure talented hitters. And I think sometimes guys just kind of sat around and was like, oh, well, I'll just watch him do it. And I think now that there's that, you know, you lose the big gun, I think everybody's going to, you know, and we lose maybe that one big punch, I think now we're just going to try to go with body blows and just be a much more consistent offense. And that's what our goal all fall. And right now as we get into to preseason preparation is just being much more consistent on the offensive side of things.
Damon Day is with us as our co-host today. And today he's also the UNK baseball coach. As they get, he is most of the time, but we're talking a little bit not just about the banquet this Saturday, helping raise funds for the Lopers, but the season is underway. For the fans out there, there seems to have been a change with schedule, roster, rules. There's always seemed to be some kind of a change. You've been fairly quiet in the off season, at least talking to me. Are there anything quirky this year we got to work?
No. The MIAA adopted a 4-game schedule on the weekend, and that was something that we were extraordinarily excited about, being the farthest north team and being one of the outliers of the conference. It took away our midweek of games, and so that was huge for us just because that's a lot of travel. I mean, when your travel partner is 5.5 hours away in Kansas City, and that's pretty much your closest one, you know, except for Fort Hayes, obviously, but, you know, that gets pretty tough on a weekend and weekend out basis. And then you got the weather, which I think only last year, I think someone said we only played like 12 home games. You know, we played 45 games and only 12 of them at home. It just makes it tough. And so I'm really excited about the weekend schedule. It puts us back into an RMAC type of schedule. We don't play everybody, which I don't like, but I would rather have the 4 games on a weekend than have to play everybody and get into the midweek thing. And so it brings back Friday nights, which are really cool at a lot of different places. And they're very cool here in Kearney. I think that's when we get our best crowds are on a nice Friday night. People ask, you know, how many, you know, we have recruits on and they're like, hey, you know, how many people come to your game? I'm like, your moms and dads won't even come to the game some. I mean, they don't want to watch you play baseball that bad to sit through some of the weather, but we get great fan support and we get great just support in general from the Kearney community. And when it's nice out, people come out. And so there's nothing really crazy or quirky. I think the craziest thing that's going on in Division II right now is we're going from a raised seam baseball to a flat seam baseball. To follow what Division I did in 2015. And I've never seen a rule adapted throughout the entire NCAA because of 10 days in June.
And it's supposed to be a hotter ball.
Yeah, it's a hotter ball just to try to do so. I mean, I go back to it, and it's my only critique. Ameritrade's a beautiful stadium, and they did it right and everything else. But who puts a field backwards like they did? And if you... You know, that I don't think the flat seam race... I don't think the flat seam is going to change that much still to get the effect that they want to get for those 10 months in June in downtown Omaha. But it's amazing how that just came. They announced it and it just came right on down the pike. And now Division II is going into it and Division III is meeting in March. And I'm sure that they're going to go to it too. So that's probably really the only rules and weird, quirky thing that's going on in Division II college baseball right now.
One more time, because they have not put out the preseason prognostications yet for the MIAA. You say you don't play everybody. I mean, I can look at the football schedule and go, huh, yeah, they play ding, 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 and they don't play ding, 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 ding. How's your conference schedule look? Do you play power, power, power?
Yes.
Is it fairly balanced, or are you top-heavy?
No.
Or the other way around?
I think we have a challenging schedule, and I think that's something that our guys are really excited about. I don't think that any of our guys
would. Okay, now don't give me this coach speak.
I'm not.
Are you playing the top 5 teams in the league and not the bottom 3?
Yes.
Okay. That's what the fans want to know.
But the fans should know is that you want to play Central Missouri. And it's different. I mean, I always say this. It's different than in football. I mean, there's a physicality thing in football to where, you know,
you get beat up and you play that many in a row and you just get beat up. Baseball-wise, there's not that contact and there's not that – so you want to go play Central Missouri. We're excited to get Central Missouri here. We're excited to go down to Emporia State. You know, for us
– you'd also be excited to play and, you know.
Yeah, no doubt.
See, easy that was to say?
Well,
that's
not
a big deal.
No, yeah. I do. We don't play Central Oklahoma this year, and that was a team that I wish we could have gotten to play. Just because we played so poorly down there last year, it's just one of those things that you'd like to go back and kind of show them who we really are.
Self-motivation.
Yes,
you don't need incentive that weekend.
Yeah, yeah. Just kind of show them that we're not near as bad as we play. Because we unfortunately, and my guys will be the first to tell you, we weren't very good that weekend.
You didn't make them walk to the motel, did you?
No. That was one of those weekends where you just kind of looked at each other and everyone was kind of like, man, oof. You want to talk about leaving it back in Kearney? I don't even think we packed it up before we left for that weekend.
Damon Day is with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show, our Tuesday co-host. The baseball season underway. They do begin on the very first day of February, which is just amazing. I mean, that's just 2 weeks away, 2 weeks from Saturday. The season gets underway this Saturday. It's the 7th Annual Upper Deck Club Banquet at the Unis Center. We're going to talk more about that. We've got Troutman's Tuesday Trivia. Want to talk a little football and basketball as well. All that and more coming up after this on the Doug and Daddy Show.
This is that sad time of year again when you're unhooking your propane bottle and wheeling that grill into the garage for the winter. I know you'll miss her. This is Jeremy at HK Sports Bar and Grill, and I've got some great news for you. We never put our grill away. Every day is a backyard barbecue for us. We're talking burgers that require both hands, juicy Nebraska ribeyes, baby back ribs, even smoked brisket. So throw that cover over your grill and get down to HK Sports Bar and Grill.
Come on in, let the games begin.
Hi, it's Colin Cowherd. If you haven't heard yet, postage rates are changing again. You know what that means? The post office will be even more crowded than usual. We recommend Stamps.com. You can not only buy, but print official U.S. postage right from your desk using your own computer and your own printer. Stamps.com also updates the postage rates for you automatically. And unlike those postage meter companies, Stamps.com never charges a fee to do it. With Stamps.com, you get exact postage for any letter, any package, the instant you need it. You'll never have to go to the post office again. If you're a small business, use Stamps.com. It's professional looking to make you and your company look like big-time pros. Right now, we've got a special offer. You got to use my name, though, Colin. It's a no-risk trial. $110 bonus offer. Includes a free digital scale. And here, up to $55 of free postage. Go to Stamps.com. Before you do anything else, click on the mic, top of the homepage, type in Colin. Stamps.com. Go there and enter.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Health insurance is changing. You have new options, but which one is right for you? As authorized independent agents for Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, Farm Bureau Financial Service agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers know health insurance and can help you understand your options and the differences between them. Contact Rich Peters and Matt Myers and see how they can simplify the process and help you select the right health insurance policy for you and your family. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska is an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association. Securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC, affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
A wind advisory continues for the listening area. Partly cloudy skies today, northwest winds 20 to 40, and our temperatures remaining steady. Increasing clouds tonight with our lows dropping into the upper teens. I'm meteorologist Greg Tatrow. Right now, it's 37.
Fast trackers, bay liners, and a party barge strung together like a floating trailer park. Anchored out and getting loud all summer long. Side to side, there's five houseboat front porches.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Doug Duda, Damon Day. I know, we talk about it. We've talked about it. We keep bringing it up I don't mind watching tennis. I don't mind talking tennis. I don't mind. It's way cooler if there's an American doing something. And right now, Jack Sock, even though he's ranked 95th in the country, is about all we have to talk about. And he's from Lincoln. And he won his first ever Australian Open match overnight in four sets over Germany's Tobias Kampke. He now faces 25th seed Gael Monfils of France in the second round. He's a former top 10 player and was able to sweep American Ryan Harrison 6-4, 6-4, 6-4. Sock won at 7-6, 5-7, 6-2, 6-4. The highest ranked American, John Isner, had to retire because of some injury that he had over there. And it was 107 degrees in Melbourne, Australia.
Now, are you I'd rather have it be smoking hot, burn your shoes, or freezing cold?
Hot.
Yeah.
Hot, hot, hot.
Yeah. Give me
hate
hot.
Cold. You see, again, I've got all kinds of problems. I admit that. I'm not a morning person, and I don't like the cold. So what do? I got this job in the middle of Nebraska.
Yeah. I'm not a – I hate being cold. Like, it is one of the worst things in the world. And I always love when I say it to people, they look at me like, oh, so you coach an outdoor sport in the middle of Nebraska. Well, okay, you got me on that one. I guess I don't hate it that much.
Well.
You can still hate it and love your job, but I hate being cold. Yeah. Hate being cold.
Cold, bad.
Cold is bad.
Hot, fine.
Yeah. You can do a lot of things when it's hot out, but there's only so much you can do when it's cold.
Exactly. Exactly. I mean, and you can get knocked down either way. You can freeze to death, and you can have heat strokes. So, you know.
If it gets bad enough on both ends, it's a bad deal.
So, also, I want to talk a little Nebraska football. This was going on during our show yesterday, first day of classes, and all of a sudden some guys aren't going to class. Avery Moss, Jared Offalava, who did not make the trip to the Gator Bowl, also are not enrolled in spring class. Now, you get 2 weeks. Let's face it, this is a done deal. Unless one of the coaches gets to one of these kids and says, what's going on, for some reason that they don't know what's going on, which you know they do.
They already know.
So, you know, this is a done deal, and you probably won't hear anything from anybody because Coach Pelini, you know, unless he wants to release it to SIP, he's not going to say anything until we get to spring ball. He'll walk off that practice field, the first spring practice. He'll go Avery Moss and Jared Offalava are no longer with the team. That's all I'm going to say about that, and that'll be the end of it. Moss wasn't at the Gator Bowl. At the time, Coach Pelini commented on both the guys. He said Moss didn't accompany the team, quote, due to a personal issue back in Arizona. End of that quote. Offalava didn't make the trip for what the coach termed a violation of team rules. Now, Moss, again, is charged with public indecency and disturbing the peace for an incident that occurred back in December of 2012. His court date is coming up on the 27th in Lincoln, but those close to the program don't believe that one has anything to do with the other. I mean, he's not going to go to court and get in a lot of trouble and then can't go to class. But so right now, you know, Moss, I think that's a big deal. Offalava, I don't know. Moss, big deal. Moss, big deal. That's a player you want on your football team. That's a player you want starting for your football team next year. So Avery Moss, we'll follow it. But if they're not going to class here by the end of the month, then forget about it. Creighton's home again tonight. Doug McDermott, he's the player of the week in the conference for the fifth time this year. I mean, here's a kid with all kinds of accolades. I'm trying to figure out, there's all these preseason All-Americans that sometimes end up being All-Americans. But McDermott is there every single week, it seems like, this year, even playing a little bit hurt. Had 35 on Sunday. They turn around and play Butler tonight. I can only imagine that would be a cool place to be tonight, is at CenturyLink in Omaha, when Butler, one of the top two mid-major teams, comes into Omaha tonight.
Would have been cooler if Brad Stevens was still there.
Oh yeah,
I really love the Brad Stevens-Butler story, and I think it's amazing what he's gone on to do with the Celtics, but... you're right. I think tonight would be an awesome, awesome time to go to the CenturyLink Center. I actually got to go to the new Pinnacle Bank Arena for the Michigan-Nebraska game. And you want to talk about, I don't know if you've been, impressive. It was an impressive atmosphere.
How about the hose job? Was that impressive too?
Well,
exactly.
See, you just ruined it for me because I don't think they got hosed. I mean... I don't think they got hosed. If they stop anybody on a layup, I mean, what did they give up, like 25 points in layups?
True. True, you know, that.
So,
true that. I mean,
there's always ways to look at it.
Big Ten homer.
I'm not a Big Ten homer.
By the way, Creighton tonight, if you don't get to go, it is on television. Fox Sports 1, so check that out. That's Channel 70, I think, now on my Charter television. So Fox Sports 1, 8 o'clock is the coverage time tonight on Fox Sports 1. High school basketball tonight on 1230 KHAS, St. Cecilia, Grand Island Northwest. There's times that you talk about schedules. And last year, we talked about this with St. Cecilia coach John Kyle. Didn't see the need to bring him on again this week and rehash the exact same thing. Tonight, his girls are undefeated. They're ranked second and third in the state in C2. Tonight, they play Class B defending state champion Grand Island Northwest, who is number two in Class B. Then they take tomorrow and they'll go practice. Then Thursday, they take on Minden, who's ranked eighth all-class, number one, undefeated in C1 with the three Kissinger girls that are all going Division I. And they may have Stewart and some other girls that are going on Rouse. They're going to go on and play as well, volleyball or basketball. So they're undefeated. Saturday, they come to Kearney to take on the undefeated Kearney Catholic girls, who are number two in C1. And then a new team on the schedule. They said, well, we've played B, let's go down and play D1. What? They're not playing Silver Lake. They're not playing a 7-4 team or a 8-3. No, they're going to take on undefeated and top-ranked Friend. So it's like 45-1 are the four teams that they're going to play in 8 days.
I bet you the coach is excited about it. You have nothing to lose. I mean, I'm not saying it's you have
four games you can lose.
Well, yeah, but you're supposed to lose them.
He is under his desk right now in the fetal position. I have reports.
No,
I have reports of this.
I'm going to say if you called him up, he would give you some energy. He'd give you some life about
no
how
doubt.
This is a challenge. And
just like you tried to sell me on the MIAA a couple of minutes ago. Of course they're jacked. If they happen to go 4-0, it's the greatest feat in the history of girls basketball in the state of Nebraska. I will say that right now. What they have at St. Cecilia over the next 8 days is the chance to do something no one else has ever done. And that is great. Well,
and that's what
God,
and that's what their coach is selling.
Play these over a season?
That's what their coach is selling.
Days?
Their coach is going in there this afternoon and telling them that, you know what, ladies, Doug Duda said if we go 4-0, it'll be the greatest accomplishment. We are no longer just about winning games. We're about making history. And that's what he's going to say to them.
I think
and shock the world.
I'll tell you this. I will not be surprised if they go 3-1 over the next week, 8 days. All right?
And then you're going to talk about them in the same light when someone else has to go play them.
Oh, well, they're all playing them now. It's just, are you crazy? Are you kidding? Well, I'm just saying this. I was not being facetious. I was not making a joke. I was being serious. If they go 4-0 over the next 8 days, I can think of no greater accomplishment. I mean, you can put the 116 or 100 and whatever the record is right now from West Point Guardian Angels streak, Seward streak, all the streaks, Sutton streak, Sandy Creek streak, all these winning streaks that have gone on over seasons. But if they pull this off, I would have to consider it the greatest accomplishment ever.
How about we just would say it's the greatest 7-day, 8-day run of any basketball program?
Well, that's without saying.
You know, that you know.
Unless somebody can prove me wrong here. I know we've got some, you know, maybe Bob Jensen's looking at the 1972 Arnold, you know, yearbook or something, and he's got something for me. But I can't imagine that this, I can't even imagine anybody would have had this type of schedule. You don't go to the state tournament hardly ever and run into 1, 2, and 3 in your 3 days if you happen to make the run. It's happened.
Oh, yeah. No, you're right. It's a great schedule. And I think that there, I mean, the thing about scheduling is you get to the point, and from a coaching standpoint, we're just like, give me the dang thing.
Here's the deal.
Because people complain, and everybody, you know, maneuvers and whatnot, and at the end of the day, it doesn't matter. It's all thrown into a computer, and it's spit out.
You know how crazy this is? Hastings, St. Cecilia. The Pope tweeted that this is crazy. That's how crazy this is. P to the France, he said, this is nuts. This is nuts. Good luck to the ladies at St. Cecilia and all their opponents. Go out and watch some of these games. And I think just about every one of them is on the radio. 1230 KHAS tonight. Their game is on the Breeze, 94.5 with Minden. Saturday, we've got them on Classic Hits with Kearney Catholic. So it's all coming up this week. I'm going to head to a place I haven't been to in a long, long time. That's the great city of Arcadia, Nebraska, because they have now co-opted all of their sports with Loop City. And it's their turn to host tonight. So Shelton is at Loop City Arcadia on Classic Hits 98.9.
May I ask where Arcadia is located?
Oh, it is a suburb to the motherland. I'm glad you asked. It is just cool enough to be in Valley County. It is a short jaunt to the homeland of Ord America, and it is just north of Loop City. So from Kearney, it's an hour north of Kearney. But again, it's one of those towns you got to want to get there. I mean, there's no direct route. I mean, there's the major highway that goes on the east side of it. There's a major highway that goes on the west side of it. And you got to turn. Some people like to go, the back way and go through Ansley and Westerville.
Yeah, I feel like.
Right, you want to go?
I feel like.
You want to go? I mean, hell, you had practice at 5 this morning, so you're not doing anything the rest of the day.
Oh, come on.
I'll bunker
you in. Come
on,
we got stuff to do.
You probably find a prospect up there.
Hey. It's recruiting season.
We'll find you somebody.
Yep.
There's been talent.
There's talent everywhere. You just got to find it.
So there you go. Also tonight, Kearney Catholics at Lexington, Grand Island Central Catholics at York. There's a lot of cool matchups tonight. Minden Ravenna, Kennesaw Giltner, Centura Donovan Trumbull, Gibbon Blue Hill. So go out and check out some basketball tonight. When we come back, we are going to do Troutman's Tuesday Trivia. But as we go into break, I want to give away another couple family four-packs to the River City Hunting, Fishing, RV, and Boat Expo at the Mid-America Center in Council Bluffs this weekend. It's Friday night from 4 to 9, Saturday 9 to 6, Sunday 10 to 4. We had Tom Hamilton on yesterday talking about all the great things from the family. I mean, you want to go in and buy a boat or an RV, you can do it. You want to go in and plan a fishing or hunting expedition to Costa Rica or to Canada or to South Carolina or wherever, you can do it. You want to take the kids in and let them learn how to make a turkey call? Do a turkey call, do a little fishing, shoot a BB gun. They'll do that as well. It's everything there. Call now if you haven't won tickets yet. 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. We've got some more family packs to the River City Hunting and Fishing Expo, and we'll be back.
Honestly, the first thing I thought was I might be out for a long time if I don't get this checked out because I heard a pop in my ankle, and so I came here. It's like having a second set of coaches. They want you to get better, just like your coaches want you. They push you. It feels really, really good to get over something. It's kind of like winning a football game. It's something that you love the feeling of it because you're back to 100% and then you're back to playing again.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, with locations to serve you across central Nebraska.
Walgreens knows that Medicare prescription drug plan users feel good at the corner of picking up prescriptions and saving some money. Now we want to help you save even more. Just switch and save. This year at Walgreens, Medicare Part D customers could save with copays as low as $0 on select Part D plans. Stop in today and we'll do the rest. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
$0 copay applies to Tier 1 generics.
Here's some good policy from your local independent agent and auto owner's insurance. When you insure your home and car with us, you receive a multi-policy discount. And when you add auto owner's life insurance, you get a special discount on your home and car insurance. Auto owner's insurance will save you money on all of the insurance you already have. Now that's good policy. Call your independent agent today. Auto owner's insurance. The no problem people.
Jerseys has all the games you want to see for the season. Get to Jerseys on Husker game days. Free Jello shots for everyone when the Huskers score a touchdown. Beer and lots of food specials. Jerseys has the full NFL package and offers $3 Bloody Marys all day long. And the best bucket prices in town. Remember, there are specials every night at Jerseys. Happy hour Monday through Friday, 4 to 6. Jerseys Sports Bar and Grill, located in the Vista Point Shopping Center, North Kearney, where the game and the grill are always on.
A wind advisory continues for the listening area. Partly cloudy skies today, northwest winds 20 to 40, and our temperatures remaining steady. Increasing clouds tonight with our lows dropping into the upper teens. I'm meteorologist Greg Tatrow. Right now, it's 37.
Rolling tickets away. Things going crazy. We want to thank Dave in Harvard, or congratulate Dave in Harvard and Mike in Donovan. That's because you started it right there. Oh, that's what you wanted to know, why that
you
blew
did
up that way.
Me.
I did nothing. I touched nothing. I stay away from you. This is your show.
Have you ever been to the Huntington Expo? Have you ever been to it?
No, because I'm always doing basketball games.
Yeah. I just wondered if it was.
I guess I could slide down on a Sunday, but I have not. But everybody that goes loves it.
It sounds like a really cool event.
I mean, we've had people just in the last few days: Harvard, Donovan Trumbull, St. Labore, Kearney, Hastings. I think Lexington got one, got some tickets. I mean, they go from all over the place, and I've heard nothing but good reviews there. So hopefully everybody has some fun. Now, back in the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth, we want to let you know, folks, that Midway, Chevrolet, Buick, Cadillac, and Midway, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, they've been busy on the road. They've had some conventions, and that start of the year where they send their sales, they send their management, and they go find out what's new. They find out what kind of deals are going on, and they keep you up to date. It's just like they send their maintenance crew are continually getting schooling throughout the Midwest so that they know not only how to work on the very latest Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, and Chevrolet, Buick, Cadillac, but if you've got a different brand, a different make, a different model, the maintenance crew can do that for you as well. 30 minutes in and out for the oil changes. They take care of everything you need. And right now with the weather, I know it's a little windy, but with the weather, not ice and slush and everything, maybe you need your tires. You need a little alignment. Maybe you need some new tires. Maybe you just need a little work done on your car. They'll take care of that with the very experienced and knowledgeable staff at the Midway Auto Dealerships. Midway, Chevrolet, Buick, Cadillac, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. You can always check them out on their Facebook page, which is also there on their all-new ThinkMidway.com. Let's do Troutman's Tuesday Trivia. If you've not won Troutman's for the last 2 months and you haven't won anything from us this last week, you're eligible. We want to spread the wealth a little bit. We got a variety of good questions today. 888-455-ESPN. 888-455-3776. And I've got my favorite one for the day, and I'm going to start with that one. Is that okay?
Go ahead.
I don't know how many times we've had Loper baseball questions on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Yeah, I don't believe there's been any.
Let's do it. Let's do it. Let's go to the phone lines for Troutman's Tuesday Trivia. Who are we chatting with?
Kent.
All right. Here's our trivia question for today. We had Jabba Chamberlain on at the start of the program. Jabba Chamberlain started his collegiate pitching career at the University of Nebraska, Kearney. How many career wins did Jabba have at UNK?
Oh, boy. Give me a clue.
It's less than 100.
Career wins, 75.
Less than 75. Try back. 888-455. I could have given him a clue, which would have knocked it down from 75 a little bit. Who are we chatting with?
Spencer.
Spencer, how many career wins did Jabba Chamberlain have at UNK?
15.
Not 15. Try back. I'll tell you what. I'm gonna start giving clues here. 888-455-3776. Who are we chatting with?
Jeff.
Jeff, how many career wins did Jabba Chamberlain have at UNK?
I'm guessing 19.
Okay, it's lower than 19. I'm going to start helping people out here. It's lower than 19. Troutman's Tuesday Trivia trying to give you a $25 gift card to see Carrie and the gang. I still can't get over the great meat and cheese trays. I mean, you can get prime rib and ham, but if you just want a little something for the office, a little something for the game, huh, so good. Who are we chatting with?
Matt.
Matt, how many career wins did Jabba Chamberlain have at UNK?
11.
It is lower than 11. Try back. 888-455-ESPN. He was here, Damon, how many years?
One.
One season.
And then transferred up the road.
And then he went to...
And we only won 19 games the entire year.
Ooh. Troutman's Tuesday Trivia, who are we chatting with?
This is Eric.
Eric, now, again, in case you just didn't hear the last caller, it's lower than 11. Number of total career wins Jabba Chamberlain had at UNK?
I'm going to say 7.
7? Incorrect. Try back. And, folks, I'll tell you that it was lower than 7. 888-455-ESPN. Now it's just going to get down to the lucky caller, isn't it?
Yes. You're lucky caller number 25.
Troutman's Tuesday Trivia. Who are we chatting with?
Russ.
Russ, how many career wins did Jabba Chamberlain have at UNK?
9.
It was not 9. Still lower than that. 888-455-ESPN. 888-455-3776. How soon do I change up the question?
Oh,
We got more hits on the Loper website right now on Loper Baseball than we've had in the last month.
Where are they at? Where did Peter put that stuff? Travis Tuesday Trivia. Who are we chatting with?
Kurt.
Kurt, career wins for Jabba Chamberlain at UNK.
I'm going to go with four.
It was not four. It was not four. Try back. 888-455-3776. The last clue that we gave is it's less than seven. Who are we chatting with?
This is Kevin.
Kevin, career wins for Jabba Chamberlain at UNK.
Two.
It is not two, so we've eliminated four, we've eliminated two, and it's less than seven. Troutman's Tuesday Trivia is rolling on. We appreciate everybody giving us a call at 888-455-3776. Who are we chatting with?
Russ.
What's the career wins for Jabba?
Six.
It is not six. We're whittling it down. It's less than seven, and it's not two, four, or six. So it's, you know, one of those other numbers. I feel like I should change up the question, but I won't. Troutman's Tuesday Trivia, who are we chatting with?
This is Brian.
Brian, do you know the answer? Number of career wins for Jabba Chamberlain at UNK in his 1 year that he pitched here?
I will say five.
It is not five. Darn it! Darn it! It's like Deal or No Deal. I'm avoiding the million-dollar case right here. We've eliminated a whole lot of numbers. Troutman's Tuesday Trivia. The question is, career wins for Jabba Chamberlain at UNK. What's your educated guess?
Three.
Three is correct. Who are we chatting with?
Spencer.
Spencer, thanks for getting back in. I know we threw you a couple of curveballs there, but you are the winner of the $25 gift card from Troutman's Quality Meats. Hang on, and we'll get that taken care of. Jeff, we'll get you set up. Have a good day. All right, here you go. Number 44 at UNK was Jabba Chamberlain. His 1 year, his ERA was 6.02. His record was 3-7 in 14 appearances. He started eight games, but he had four complete games. Did you overwork him?
Overwork.
52 innings.
52 innings, overwork. He did put back to one victory was against Colorado State Pueblo, who came in. I think they came to Memorial Field. I think they were 35-1, and he beat them. And then the following weekend, we went out to Grand Junction, and after a 28-2 drubbing, Jabba beat them at their place, and I think they were ranked fourth in the country at the time.
48 strikeouts, 26 walks in his time. His opponents averaged 254. You can live with that, especially in the Rocky Mountain Athletic Conference. So even though you look at his record in his ERA, like for the starters, like led the team that year. But that's when you're playing gorilla ball.
Yeah, that was back when the bats were juiced. And
2004, by the way.
And we were
10
young.
10 years ago.
Yeah, we were a young team. I can't believe I've been here 10 years.
Now, your first year or your second?
That was my very first year.
You didn't know what you had.
What? Oh, hey, I was just trying to figure out. You know, that was
a lot of things.
I was trying to just figure out what was going on in the RMAC because I have never seen baseballs fly out at that rate before in any time in my baseball career. And then I moved to a league where you play not only in the Mile High, but you can play a team. You play guys who they can't field, they can't throw, they can't hit a breaking pitch. But, man, do they mash the fastball. And they just sat there and waited for it. And that was the one thing that we kind of joke about as a staff now as we've moved to the MIAA is just how big of a masher's league the RMAC was. I mean, it was just straight up get in there and swing it.
Pedro Serrano.
Yeah, let's just – Serrano, he would have been all RMAC every year.
As long as it ain't bouncing in the dirt.
Exactly.
Taking a hack.
I'm letting it ride in case I hit it type of thing. So that was always the most interesting thing about being in the RMAC. And you'd see the guy hit two home runs and then go out and give him right back with two errors in the field.
Hey, we've got a lot of things that we've been talking about. We do want to let folks know that the Starlet Cheer and Dance Camp is this Saturday, Kearney Catholic High School. Register from 1 to 1:30. It costs $25 per kid. Then they perform during halftime of the boys' basketball game. That's against St. Cecilia. It's an afternoon tilt where things get underway at 2:30. And to find out more information, you can stop by Kearney Catholic. Or you can give them a buzz and find out what's all going on. So they want to get you in for the Starlet Cheer and Dance Camp, which is coming up this Saturday. Wanted to give them one more mention on that. Always see the kids out there busting. I'll tell you what, it's getting better. I've been watching a lot of little girls doing their cheers this year. It started like on opening night. Usually it was always you see them jammed into January. They do it after Christmas and they have their – but they're getting – and by better, I'm saying they're getting more creative. You know, it just used to be out there, do a few hand gestures. There's a couple of these places I'm going, There's some
choreograph.
Work. Yeah, there's some work going on.
Some choreography or choreographic? I don't even know. That's how much I can.
Choreography.
What is it?
Choreography. Like Corey. Just use like the name.
Corey.
Og. Rafi.
Choreography.
Bang!
Booyah!
Look at you, Kenny.
Look at me.
You
I can dance. I want to dance now.
Get me out of here with a last bit of information about the 7th Annual Upper Deck Club Banquet this Saturday.
Saturday, 4:45 p.m. The social hour begins. 6 p.m. The program begins. We got live auction with some just awesome items. Mariano Rivera jersey, Jabba Chamberlain jersey, a whole bunch of baseball memorabilia, golf trips, timeshares, some really cool artwork made by one of our parents, and it's just a great event, and can come on out and support UNK baseball as well as Memorial Field, and we'd love to see you. You can buy tickets at the door.
You can get tickets at the door. You can get your table set up, though, if you want to at lopers.com. The players are there, so you get to meet the players. That's always cool. Little leaguers are usually being honored and about, and it's the whole community of baseball. So this Saturday, and again, you can find out more online at lopers.com. Damon, we'll see you Saturday, and next Tuesday if you don't fall asleep after practice.
I'll be here.
Hey, we want to thank Jabba Chamberlain for joining us on the Doug and Daddy Show, and of course Coach Dave for filling us in on the upcoming season. Tomorrow, Loper Coach Mark Bauer for our Loper Link, and a little high school hoops talk tomorrow as well here on the Doug and Daddy Show.
All sports, one source, two stations, KICS Hastings, KXPN Kearney, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game. Hey.